Stinky Street. Chapter 3. Something is fishy. On Saturday morning, Franklin's mum was in a flap. "Something smells horrible and I don't know what it is," she said. She looked around in a panic. "Your dad's outside checking the drains." Franklin smiled. He knew what the smell was. Mr. and Mrs. Gates were still outside when Mr. Bragg rang the doorbell. Franklin let him into the house. Mr. Bragg stopped and sniffed the air.
"What's that disgusting smell?" he asked.
"It's Saturday. The factory does fish pie on Saturdays," Franklin said. Mr. Bragg frowned.
"Isn't the factory shut on Saturdays?"
"No. Fish every Saturday. That's why we call this Stinky Street. Do you want to see my bedroom?" Upstairs, Franklin opened his bedroom door. Mr. Bragg pointed to a huge dark patch on the wall.
"What's that?"
he asked. "Damp," Franklin said. "Mum made me cover it with a poster last time." Mr. Bragg snorted. "Mind the mouse poo," Franklin grinned, pointing to a pile of brown lumps. "It gets stuck in the carpet."
"Ugh!"
Mr. Bragg pulled a face. "That's nothing," smiled Franklin. "Wait till you see what the rats do." At that moment, his mum arrived. "Hello," she smiled. "How's it going?"
"Your son was telling me about the rats," Mr. Bragg said icily.
"Rats? What rats?"
"Oh no," Franklin yelled, pointing out of the window.
"What is it?"
asked Mr. Bragg.
"That horrible Josh Barrett's coming. Quick, hide," yelled Franklin.
"Hide from Josh? Don't be silly," Franklin's mum said, but Franklin ducked behind his curtains.
"Josh is a lovely boy," Franklin's mum said, amazed. But Josh banged on the front door. He shouted football songs. He even burped through the letterbox.
"Why, you little," Mr. Bragg gasped as Josh ran off.
Would you like to see the bathroom?" Mrs. Gates asked, but Mr. Bragg shook his head.
"You're joking. I'm not staying here another minute."
He ran downstairs and out of the door.